You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Thank you all for tuning in. Oh, we got a busy show. Very, very busy show today. Apparently, there's a breath test that may be able to help doctors identify what to do for your obesity. Breath. They're going into the breath. I'm glad it's the breath. I really couldn't deal with farts, honestly, as a doctor. I could deal with the whole breath thing, can't deal with the other. We also got a guy that I guess was flying a kite off his car or off of a moving vehicle and falls off. He's in critical condition. He's alive, but in critical condition. Lance Armstrong is going to be facing criminal charges in Spain. We also have tea preventing prostate cancer. And we have scientists trying to develop trees that won't cause you to be allergic. So, pretty busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but not too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. If we're not live when you listen to us, you could still call into our answer line and we'll play your call on the next live show. We are live 9 to noon Pacific time, Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. Saturday. So 16 hours a week of the Dr. Dahlia Show. That's probably why my voice is getting a little hoarse. Some people think it's kind of raspy and sexy. I just think it's hoarse. Okay, you know, a horse just, but I don't mind. I love doing what I do. And you can also email us. We've got a lot of your emails that we really need to get to. Many of you with questions and concerns. So we'll get to it all. And of course, if there's any breaking news, we will bring that to you as well. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So apparently in Riverside, California, a 22-year-old man was critically hurt when he fell off the trunk of a car while attempting to fly a kite from a moving vehicle. Apparently, he struck his head on the pavement. This happened Sunday in Moreno Valley, which is in Riverside County. He was on a white Nissan Maxima. From what we understand, it was moving slowly, not sure. 15 miles an hour, not too sure. I mean, it's funny. You know, I mean, 15 miles an hour is still pretty fast for somebody on top of a car. But to us, we think it's slow because we're driving home from work. All of a sudden, we're in our neighborhood. We have to slow down for a school zone or some of these school zones that are on main streets. I live in Las Vegas, Nevada, and driving to college when I finally got a car halfway into school, there was a 15-mile-an-hour school zone on one of the main arteries, Tropicana Boulevard. Tropicana Boulevard, probably a six-lane road, and it'll be three on each side, and there was a preschool right there on the sidewalk. And so I mean, there was a preschool that was, I guess, built 30 years prior. And who knew that Tropicana would become so huge? And so here you are, you're driving 45 miles an hour, and all of a sudden you got to come to a screeching halt to drive 15 miles an hour. And you're thinking, gosh, this is slow. But it's not. It's still, you know, at a speed such that if somebody fell off a car while flying a kite, I don't know why he was on the car, but apparently he did sustain some pretty severe head trauma, is in critical condition. They say the driver wasn't injured and there was no alcohol involved. I think he was just really into flying a kite. Now, you know, we tell people all the time to go fly a kite, right? Take a long walk off a pier, blank, 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 and the horse you rode in on. Be careful about that, because when you tell somebody to go fly a kite, they could actually really get hurt by going to fly a kite. I was never into kites. All right, that was just one of those things I just didn't get. My father would take us to the park, would have to fly a kite. I had real bad allergies. I had grown up in Phoenix, Arizona. My folks moved a lot between Nevada, Phoenix, and L.A. So either way, I got hit with allergies. So here I was sneezing, and then the kite would get tangled up. I couldn't get the kite to catch the wind. I just was never into kites. I don't know what it was about kites. Kind of thought it was boring. I'd rather run after a frisbee that I can't catch or get it hit in my face, but never into kites. I tell you, I really like racquetball. I loved racquetball, even though I really stunk at it. Just maybe it's because it's high speed, okay, and the ball is so cute. It's a little blue ball. Never into kites. But apparently, I guess this guy really wanted to fly kite off a car. No alcohol involved, too. And you see, it stinks. Whenever I hear no alcohol involved, I always kind of get nervous. I go, does that mean these people are really that stupid? You know, I would rather hear that alcohol is involved. This way, I don't think that, you know, people are actually that stupid. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. No-shows. No-shows are a biggie. Many of you guys gripe about your doctor charging you for no-shows. I always wondered what happens with restaurants, what happens at hairdressers. No-shows cost money. And even though the medical profession usually really takes it hard, okay, in terms of, you know, doing services and then hoping you get paid later by a third party, like, you know, insurance company, and then you don't get paid, so you basically did your services for free. The one thing that we can do that the government hasn't, you know, really given us too much grief over is if somebody misses their appointment or somebody doesn't show up or they cancel right before, you could charge a no-show fee. Well, apparently a restaurant at an owner of an exclusive restaurant in Beverly Hills is now shaming people who don't show up. He actually goes to Twitter. I don't know if he could do this. I guess the restaurant's called Red Medicine. It serves Vietnamese fusion food, named one of the top 50 restaurants in the U.S. by Dining Blog. I guess Opinionated is what it's called. And I guess when a number of people booking didn't show on Saturday, leaving tables sitting empty, a restaurant manager went to Twitter, and I guess he tweeted their names. Hi, Kyle Anderson. Hope you enjoyed your, I don't know, whatever. Anyway, okay, I don't really want to go into the tweets that he did. But, you know, this whole idea of no-shows, I feel it. It stinks. I mean, you could actually really ruin a business by calling up a bunch of names, making different reservations, and have nobody showing. Now, what some restaurants do in Vegas is they take your credit card and will charge. They'll charge like $100. Maybe that's a way to combat it. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. In all orders to the lower 48, ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Now there's an amazing new natural antibiotic every person must have.
It's Cells Alive Silver Solution, and it destroys over 650 hard-to-kill viruses, fungus, bacteria, and much more. Cells Alive Silver Solution has no expiration date, is great for emergency kits and storage shelters, and comes in 8 or 16-ounce bottles. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Hempusa.org, 100% chemical-free superfoods and unique health products.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. I know I should do all my coughing on break, but I never seem to have to cough or blow my nose or clear my throat. Always when air comes on, you know, it's that little sympathetic response. Notice that, right? You're about to give a speech, and all of a sudden that's when you need to clear your throat, not when you have all the time preparing. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don, who puts up with me day after day after day, hour after hour. And a big thanks to you all putting up with me, too. Gotta tell you, I mean, you know, anything I could do to make your drive easier, let me know. Going off the air, no, that's not an option. Will from Orlando writes, Doc, I know you're a huge fan of Hell's Kitchen. I don't understand how the restaurant can pass health codes. The chef touches the food with his bare hands, and the junior chefs are sweating into the food. Why isn't that place closed down? I don't know. I've never eaten at Hell's Kitchen. I like the show. I love the show. I love the show, Hell's Kitchen. Chef going off and yelling and screaming. It makes me feel, you know, the way I was in medical school. It's, you know, you have to work under somebody screaming at you in the middle of an operating room. It just, it's to me, it's very home and comforting. We had a lot of yelling in my home growing up. But yeah, that is kind of interesting. You know, only recently have restaurants required you to wear gloves, but in the fancy restaurants, I don't go to a lot of fancy restaurants, and I sure as heck don't get to look at the kitchen, but I think a lot of them are barehanded. And that's just something that has been considered okay and commonplace for people to touch the food. I mean, they have to test the food. They touch it, you know, to figure out internal temperature. I mean, you know, if you ask a chef, a real good chef, they're very hands-on. I mean, you know, even a doctor, a lot of doctors can't stand wearing the gloves. If somebody has a rash, if somebody has a, I mean, you know, if I want to evaluate a person's thyroid or, you know, a person's swollen glands in their neck, I got to take the gloves off. I need to be able to feel some rashes. I really need to feel the texture of things. So I could understand how a chef who has to do his work needs to touch the subject that he's artistically working with. I get that. Now, hopefully the hands are clean and we don't think about it. I mean, you know, I've worked in a restaurant. I've waited tables. I mean, I know what happens in restaurants. I'm surprised I even go out to eat. And you know, if for many of us that have worked in the food and beverage industry, there's a lot of turnoffs. I mean, like, for example, buying a drink. Okay, you all know what a bottle of Jack Daniel costs. You know what a bottle of vodka costs. Yet, you know, when you go and you go out and you have a drink, I mean, the markup is ridiculous. I mean, you might as well not go out and drink and, you know, I mean, I don't want to tell you to drink at home, but I mean, the markup is ridiculous. And most people in food and beverage were like, no, I'm not going to ever buy alcohol from a bar because I'm really overpaying. And same thing with food. I mean, I will never send food back. What I've seen done in the kitchen, there is no way. If so, you really have to send food back, ask the manager to take it back. The problem is sometimes the manager is buddies with the cooks. So if you say, don't just leave it to the cooks, because they could pee in my food, et cetera, or they could, you know, do something, you know, spit in my food. That won't always, you know, the manager will say nothing like that ever happens here. How dare, you know, and he could take it the wrong way. So I just don't send it back. But I don't eat out a lot. I don't. I mean, you know, yeah, there's a couple restaurants I love that definitely do it better than I ever could in, you know, in my kitchen. But, you know, if you really think about the hands and the touching and the sweat and all that, no, Hell's Kitchen is actually a lot more realistic than people think. Somebody, you know, feels the food, somebody checks the food, somebody's yelling and screaming, people getting on each other's nerves, people sweating, the steam, etc. That's what happens, okay? Now, usually you don't get sick from somebody touching the food or somebody sweating on the food. You get sick if somebody contaminates the food, okay? And the contamination incidence of food in restaurants is a heck of a lot less than the incidence of somebody touching your food. But what seems to happen when you get foodborne illnesses like hepatitis, etc., is something that got into your mouth came from something that was fecal. We call it oral fecal route or fecal oral route. And that scares you. So if you acquire hepatitis A or you acquire E. coli, that means somebody probably didn't wash their hands and then they touched your food. Now, what's interesting is fast food places, I noticed they wear the gloves. I feel a lot more safe sometimes with fast food. Plus, the food is so preservatived up that I don't think any bacteria could live on it. I mean, so I'm not as worried about fast food as I am about some of these other restaurants. Remember, there was a very expensive restaurant that I guess there was an outbreak a couple weeks ago? You know, just because a restaurant is expensive and fancy. Now, usually these chefs, though, have very high standards. Even Chef Gordon Ramsay will yell on the show, "You're sweating. Why are you sweating near the food?" I mean, you know, they do take safety into account. Like, I guess, the other day on Hell's Kitchen, somebody served raw chicken or raw lamb. I mean, you can't serve raw food. He's on top of it. So usually the head chef or the sous chef make sure that safety is in place. But, I mean, a lot of us that have worked in food and beverage know I don't want to tell you stories because you'll never want to, you know, eat out again. And it's not all restaurants. It's just you have somebody with a lack of ethics and, that will want to show off for his buddies. People get off. Find satisfaction in messing with people. Yeah, I peed or I spit in their food. They think it's funny. We talked about these eighth graders in the first hour. These eighth graders were poisoning their teacher in Virginia. They were putting hand sanitizer in the teacher's cup for months. She was having abdominal issues, never was hospitalized, but I guess police got it. School officials got a tip. They called police. These boys are arrested, felony charges. All right, for putting hand sanitizer in their teacher's drink. Some people find certain things funny. And those people are stupid. And they're crazy. And they're deranged. And so, you know, I always recommend to inspect the food. I mean, I doubt a piece of salmon that's flipped over time and time again is going to really carry any certain bacteria. If a chef touches it to make sure the temperature's okay, I'm not as worried. I just hope to high heaven that that chef is frequently washing his hands. The problem is they don't. Many people will wash their hands before their shift. And then when they're busy, the time flies. Sometimes they scratch. Now, as a doctor, we had to learn to not scratch our itches. Okay, I know some of you are giggling with that. For those of you joining us, this is a Dr. Dahlia show. But as a kid, anytime something itched, I scratched it, whether it was my neck, whether it was inside my ear, whether it was my elbow. Well, when you're scrubbed up for surgery, you can't scratch anything that's not sterile. So when you sterile up, first you scrub up and you got to scrub and wash your hands for about 10, 15 minutes. I mean, you're scrubbing under the nails, you're scrubbing your elbows, you're scrubbing your hands. You really scrub up, okay, with a disposable brush that has a betadine solution or a soapy solution. Then somebody dresses you. When you go into the, when you're scrubbed, you walk in with your hands up, you know, like surgeons do, the hands are always up away from your face, away from your torso, and then they put the gown on you and they put on the gloves. And there's a way to put the gloves on, there's a way to stand, then you have to twirl around for the circulating nurse to tie you up. So there's a way to dress without becoming unsterile. When you do surgery, you have to be sterile. Well, all of a sudden, I'm all dressed and ready to go, and now my nose itches, or I have something in my eye, you know, or I think my IUD is falling out. Well, luckily, there's a circulating nurse. I mean, not for the IUD. You know, they do have boundaries, but, you know, she'll scratch your nose if you have to. She'll scratch your cheek. But when you're a medical student, you don't get that attention. Okay, the circulating nurse will get to you when she gets to you. When you're the surgeon, that circulating nurse is right there. I mean, God bless the nurses, but it's true. You know, the circulating nurse is not going to stop to scratch your itch if, the doctor needs things for the surgery. So you as a medical student will have to live with that itch and know you cannot undress and scratch your itch. You can't do that because the setup is expensive. I don't know how much it costs now, but that could be a $40, $50 setup between gown, gloves, mask. So you learn to deal with the itch and just live with it. And it's great because now I don't have to scratch all itches. All right, don't go away, guys. A lot more medical news, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com Click on freeze-dried foods and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Is there such a thing as gluten-free emergency kits?
Yes. And for celiacs, there is no other than glutenfreeemergencykits.com. If you or a loved one has celiac disease, you need a gluten-free emergency kit to survive. Our kits are natural, non-GMO, low sodium, low cholesterol, soy-free, contain no artificial colors or MSG, and carry the Celiac Spruce Seal of Approval. Now get our March Grab and Go Bucket Special for only $29.99 at glutenfreeemergencykits.com. Glutenfreeemergencykits.com. Better foods, better living.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
She's alive. She's alive.
Alive. All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and follow us on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So let's talk about this story on how a breath test could help predict obesity risk. Apparently, it measures the bacteria in your gut. You guys are going to notice over the next few years or decades that it's all going to be about the bacteria in our body. All right? The bacteria in our body probably signify a lot more than we give credit for. And you're just going to see more and more, you know, I bet the bacteria have to do with diabetes. I bet the bacteria in the gut have to do with depression. I bet the bacteria in the gut may have to do something with pain. Well, now they're saying that the bacteria in the gut could help signify you being overweight, or if you will be overweight in the future, and how your doctor needs to manage it. So according to the findings, results from a standard breath test used to assess bacterial overgrowth in the gut can also tell doctors if you have a high percentage of body fat. It's called The Microbiome, which are the trillions of good and bad bugs that line your gut, can get out of balance. When bad bacteria overwhelm good bacteria, you get bloating, constipation, and diarrhea. This new study appears in the April issue of Journal of Clinical Endocrinology and Metabolism. Don't all break down the newsstand for that one. And it suggests that this scenario could also set somebody up for obesity. So what they did is they had individuals drink a sugary lactulose syrup. Yum. Breath samples were then collected every 15 minutes for 2 hours. Participants also had their body fat measured in two ways. One was that body mass index that takes your height and weight into account. The other used a low wattage electrical conductivity, which differentiates between lean and fatty tissue. Don't know much about that. My guess is they, you know, stick electrodes on you and they measure how long it takes the electricity to go through. And that could tell them if the fat is dense or lean. And I mean, I guess the quicker the electricity goes through. Those participants whose breath samples showed higher levels of gases, the methane and hydrogen, had higher BMIs and more body fat than participants who didn't have as much methane and hydrogen now, or had concentration higher in only one of the two gases. Well, methane and hydrogen come from bacteria. So the pattern suggests that the gut is loaded with a bug called Methanobrevibacter smithii. Methanobrevibacter. I know. Yeah, I like a name like that, though. You don't understand, because that already tells me methane. Okay? Methanobrevibacter smithii. Somebody must have been named Smith who found it, and the methane probably gives off methane. I don't know. No, I don't want a Dr. Dahlia bacteria. I don't, because if somebody died from it, I'd feel bad. You really don't want a bacteria named after you. I know these scientists think it's cool, but no, I would say no. I would rather, you know, I mean, I don't know what I would want. Uvula appendage, no. I don't think there's really anything. A cure for PMS, maybe. I'd let that be named after me, but no, not a bacteria. So anyway, it's possible, they say, that if this type of bacteria, this M. smithii bacteria, takes over, people may be more likely to gain weight and accumulate fat. Now, this is according to Dr. Ruchi Mathur, director of the Outpatient Diabetes Treatment Center at Cedars of Sinai Medical Center in Los Angeles. You know, one of the stories we're going to be talking about later this week or early next week is how many of you are pre-diabetic. So many of you are pre-diabetic and you don't know. And we'll do a blood test and you'll pass the blood test. They'll do really well a week before. You know, many of you won't do blood work, you know, around the holidays. You'll say, no, let me be good. Let me be good. Okay, so we let you be good. You go and do your blood work, and yeah, I mean, your numbers aren't too shabby. I still think you're pre-diabetic because I do a couple other tests. But maybe a breath test like this could also help. Breath tests are nice because nobody has to stick a needle in you. Now, one of the breath tests we use, some of you don't like, it's the H. pylori breath test. I guess you drink something that could be a little radioactive, and then you breathe it out, and it does a mixture. The test has a trying to think of the right word, how it mixes that. I want to explain that test to you guys one of these days a little bit more clearly and concisely. I'm sorry, all my years in a lab has completely snowed my brain. It's a very simple word, not a medium, not a catalyst. It's a, anyway, so the breath mixes with that. And it'll tell us if you have been exposed to H. pylori. H. pylori is a bacteria in the gut that has been linked to ulcers, gastric cancer, gastritis, etc. That's a test that some of you don't like because you don't want to drink something before you do the test. Okay? In this particular case, it was a lactulose syrup. Nothing radioactive. Not that I've ever had a problem with anybody using the radioactive H. pylori breath test. No issues there. But, you know, some of you feel better because it's just like a sugary-like syrup. But the idea of just somebody breathing into a test and you being able to identify what's going on, to me, is cool. Just like the idea of evaluating for prostate cancer or colon cancer by a poop test. I think it's brilliant. Look at the poop. You know, if you want to know what's going on with me, don't stick anything up my butt. Let me give you what comes out of my butt and look at that. So the fact that many researchers are looking at looking at what's in your poop and picking up cancer cell antigens, I think is exactly the way they need to go. All right, so there we go. Enough of that on the BMI breath test. All right, now, many of us love Disneyland, but we hate the long lines. And what we hate even more is when we get stuck on a ride. It's happened to all of us. We're on a ride, and, you know, you kind of hear the annoying music, and you're stuck, and you're like, well, is it because, you know, they're a little backed up, and we're waiting for people to get off the ride, or is it because there's a mechanical failure? We got stuck on the Pirates of the Caribbean ride once, and you can't get out because it's water. So you just have to sit there. We've been just sitting there for 15 minutes. Well, apparently, a disabled man who was stuck inside Disney's It's a Small World ride 4 years ago sued Disneyland and actually won $8,000. Apparently, his client, 52-year-old Jose Martinez, was with his wife first time since he was a child. This was back, I believe, in 2009. From what I understand, the ride stopped, and he had to sit there and listen to It's a Small World. And I guess they started evacuating other guests, but they couldn't evacuate him because they couldn't move him out of the cave. And he claims they didn't get the fire department right away. So he won $4,000 in negligence and $4,000 related to other violations. Now, I love the It's a Small World song. It's a world of laughter. Okay, that song. But I can understand how you get sick of it. But I thought it was only 30 minutes he was stuck. I didn't think it was longer than that. But keep in mind, the song lasts, I don't know how long the ride lasts, but you hear that song over and over and over again. What I think Disneyland needs to do is put a disclaimer up and say, look, we are going to be repeating the same song. True, in different languages. True, we may even switch a key every now and then, but you will listen to the same song, which means if we get stuck, that same song is going to be compounded over and over and over again. And it's going to get stuck in your head. Oh, there was an article. We probably should need to talk about it after the break on what to do to get a song that's in your head out of your head. We need to talk about that. But anyway, to me, the It's a Small World is one of my favorite rides because it takes me back to when I was a little kid. And the It's a Small, and it's one of the very few songs I know all the lyrics to. So I could sing along. See, I like to sing along. I don't want to just sit there. You know, like when I go to a concert, I like to sing. Okay? I want to sing with them. All right? But then what they do is they purposely pick a key I can't sing, and then I have to sit there and shut up and just watch. So anyway, he wins $8,000. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So when we come back from break, tell you how to get rid of a song that's playing over and over and over in your head. Also, we need to talk about chelation therapy. Apparently, a study has come out going chelation therapy may help a little bit, but doctors still don't want to use chelation therapy on heart patients. Don't go away. 1-877-DOCDALI. Everybody, Dr. Dahlia here. Now listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdahlia.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words: disaster stuff. Add .com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping, plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost. And protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags, starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words: DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated and most proteins you consume are heated. With our TruCool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Whey, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system, and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officers said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EasyArmor.net if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. Easy Armor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little Easy Armor costs, and I installed Easy Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EasyArmor.net. That's the letters EasyArmor.net. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EasyArmor.net. Ultimate door security made easy.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So, if you got a song stuck in your head, researchers think they know a cure, and it's apparently called earworm. Having a stuck song that you just can't get out, like let's say Lady Gaga, right, bam, la, 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 you know, something like that that's always in your head, or let's say a snippet of the Dr. Dahlia Show, it's called an earworm, and they think there's a remedy. And what they tell you to do is to solve a verbal puzzle, which is, I guess, called an anagram, and it forces the annoying music out of your working memory. In case you got to do an anagram. Researchers at Western Washington University played catchy pop songs to volunteers and then gave them puzzles to work on. They found that these made the earworms disappear. Simple five-letter anagram puzzles. I guess Sudoku is a puzzle. They say if it's too difficult, you'll go back to the melody. So it has to be something just difficult enough to make you think, but not too difficult where you're like, oh, to hell with this, and you go back to the song. Dr. Ira Hyman, a musical psychologist who conducted the study, said verbal tasks like anagrams or reading a good novel, and those seem to be very good at keeping earworms out. But the key is to find something that will give you the right level of challenge where there is not much space left in the brain. You know what that means? I better do another Dr. Dahlia pop quiz soon. That's what we'll do. We'll do a pop quiz. Because that makes you think, and it's not too hard. Yeah, those pop quizzes aren't that hard. We'll do another pop quiz soon. You could save it, download it as a podcast, and then you could do that if you need to get a song out of your mind. Now, if you need to try to get the Dr. Dahlia show out of your head, the pop quiz may not help. Because it's a pop quiz from the Dr. Dahlia show. You guys realize that? Okay. They say something we can do automatically, like driving or walking, means you are not using all of your cognitive resource. So there is plenty of space left for that internal jukebox to start playing. You need to find that, bit in the middle. Bit sounds like he's Irish, not Irish, English. Researchers also found that the most common earworms tend to be popular songs that are in the charts or are particularly well known. They say Lady Gaga is the most common artist to get stuck, then Beyonce and the Beatles. The most catchy songs were Alejandro, Bad Romance, Call Me Maybe, All Single Ladies from Beyonce, She Loves You, and I Wanna Hold Your Hand. Okay, by Beatles. If I sing it off key, it may not stick. SOS by Rihanna. You Belong With Me. Oh, wait a second. How does the You Belong With Me? I'm thinking of a different tune. I know the song. And Waterloo by ABBA. You know what I'm going to do? I am going to come up with my own songs. And those, I doubt, will stick in your head because they're going to be so off-key. They're going to be so squeaky. They're going to be so hoarse. I think that'll help you. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So chelation therapy. All right. Chelation therapy removes heavy metals from the body. And I had a patient whose cholesterol was high. He went to an alternative medicine doctor. The doctor did chelation therapy. Cholesterol went to normal. It was phenomenal. To me, it works. Problem is the patient couldn't stick with it because it was too expensive. So a study now, a 10-year, $31 million clinical trial has found that chelation therapy does help heart attack patients. This is according to the LA Times. All right. Slightly reduce the risk for serious heart problems, but not enough. Not to the degree that will encourage mainstream cardiologists to offer to their patients. They say the trial revealed a very modest benefit. Now, the reason why I'm reading you this article is all the other articles I found said chelation therapy doesn't work. It's a no-go. But you need to know that they did find a very modest success for heart patients. It's just, it's not going to be something that's going to be taken on. Apparently, they call it medical quackery. And Dr. Stephen Neeson, chair of cardiovascular medicine at the Cleveland Clinic of Ohio, says it's a type of medical quackery that has been around for many decades. Okay, here's my problem with using the term quackery. Now, many of you know I was on Pawn Stars and we filmed a couple episodes with them and I love them. I think it's great. But one thing I have brought on to Pawn Stars is old medical devices. And one of the producers had accidentally written down or introduced it to the director or whatever as a medical quackery device. And no, a lot of these instruments used in the 1800s were not quackery. They were used to remove a tooth. They were used to inject silver nitrate into Civil War soldiers' penises to cure, you know, syphilis, etc., gonorrhea. And so, to me, if something was used to treat something successfully, it's not quackery. It's an antique medical device, or it's an old medical treatment. Leeches, okay? Leeches. Was leeches medical treatment, or was it quackery? Well, it all depends on how successful it was. Now, that's where it gets kind of difficult, okay? If it was successful, then leeches were used as a medical treatment, and they're actually bringing leeches back. Bloodletting is a treatment for many illnesses. We use bloodletting today for hereditary hemochromatosis. We have too much iron in the blood. We also use bloodletting. We don't call bloodletting. We call it phlebotomy. We just, you know, take your blood for polycythemia, too many blood cells. So bloodletting is not quackery. But when leeches were used to draw out the bad humors of the body, that would be considered to modern-day medicine quackery. So now we have chelation therapy. Was chelation therapy a mainstay medical treatment? It came about maybe 50 years ago. It was introduced actually in World War II. It was used as an antidote against an arsenic-based poison gas called Lewisite. Okay? The drug was then tested, and they used EDTA, I got to read this one, ethylene diamine tetraacetic acid. And they used it to treat lead poisoning. To me, that's not quackery. Okay? Chelation therapy was a treatment. Okay, but they started to try it on the mineral-rich deposits of plaques that cause arteriosclerosis. And so, I know some of you are like, Dahlia, who cares if they call it quackery or not? I do. Because if somebody brings up something and they use the term quackery, patients or common, even medical professionals, will think negatively on it. And they think they won't try it. If we don't use the term quackery correctly, then it could cause us to not look at some pretty valuable types of treatment. Okay? When somebody says using aloe vera plant on a burn is quackery, they may be right by definition, because using aloe vera plant on burns isn't considered a mainstay medical treatment. But the fact that aloe vera does work on burns and hasn't been studied, I don't want to call it quack medicine. I think aloe vera plant has a place, just like I think garlic has a place in cardiovascular health. I think vitamin D from the sun has a place in health, even though we got to be careful of melanoma. So, you know, somebody could say popping vitamin D pills is quackery, but vitamin D from the sun is not. So you got to be kind of careful with that. So the fact that I've seen chelation work, I like it. I like the idea. What I don't know, where I can't practice and I can't encourage is continual a continual use of it, because again, we don't have the studies. We need the studies that'll warrant the price difference, warrant the substitution of that to what we have studied, and warrant that it doesn't have any side effects. All right, guys, got more coming up on the next hour. Prostate cancer news, Lance Armstrong news. Don't go away. 1-877-DUCK-DOLLAR.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses
because bacteria and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
March into big spring preparedness savings this month at BePrepared.com. Going on now. Emergency essentials and BePrepared.com save you 28% off your favorite beef and chicken combo entrees. Save 24% on number 10 cans of freeze-dried raspberries. Or save 26% on our freeze-dried strawberry slices with purchase of 12 or more. Katadyn Pocket Micro Water Filters are 27% off. Try our fruit-flavored HydroPack Combo Water Filtering Pouches. In March, buy 5 10-packs for a 50% discount. Stock up on wheat with a year's supply of grains for $70 off only at BePrepared.com. And this month, power up with a Goal Zero Sherpa 50 solar-powered recharging kit at $110 off MSRP, and we'll throw in a free $50 emergency essentials gift card. The March sale ends March 31st at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or click BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.